This baseball season, catch every game at Long Neck Sports Grill. There are three locations in Northern Kentucky, Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood. Each one of them very easy to get to. Each one of them has 4K TVs all over the place, and the sound will be on. Plus, no place in Northern Kentucky has better wings, and there's also no more extensive beer selection than the one you'll find at Long Neck's. Long Neck Sports Grill. And by the way, when the weather gets warm, there's nothing like Long Neck's patio. Long Neck Sports Grill. Stay late. Come often. 11 away from 4 o'clock. This is ESPN 1530. I'm Mo Egger. A lot more on the Reds and last night at GABP. And let's talk about the onus and where it lies as we inch ever so slowly closer to the trade deadline and try to come to terms with whether or not the Reds are actually in the race or not. But first, speaking of inching closer, the college football season is doing exactly that. If the UC Bearcats are going to have a successful first season in the Big 12, it's going to happen likely on the shoulders of a strong running game and a very good defense. And there's a lot of reason for optimism for UC's defense this year, and it starts with Dante Corleone, who last year, on top of having an awesome nickname, graded out as the nation's highest graded defender last season, according to Pro Football Focus. Dante is the subject of a good piece by Max Chadwick, college football analyst at Pro Football Focus, also host of Preferred Walk-On, a college football show. If you go to my Twitter feed, I tweeted out the link to the piece on PFF.com in which Max chats with Dante and profiles a guy that we're all looking forward to watching this year as UC plays its first season in the Big 12. Max, it's good to have you. That was a long intro. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
No, I really appreciate the intro. Well, I really appreciate it. I'm excited to be on with you.
It's good to have you. Aside from having a cool nickname, what made you want to talk with and write about Dante Corleone?
I mean, you mentioned it right there. I mean, he's got the coolest nickname in college football, I think. You know, they call him the Godfather, Don Corleone. But not only that, he is the highest graded defender in college football last year. He had a 93.8 grade from PFF. He had a 94.7 run defense grade, which was the highest that we've seen since Micah Parsons back in 2019, who we all know now is one of the best defensive players in the NFL. So, you know, not only does he have the coolest nickname in college football, he is one of the best defensive tackles in college football as well. So I was very lucky to talk to him.
What did you learn about him that you maybe didn't know going in?
Well, I mentioned before how he's known as the Godfather, but he mentioned early on, he's like, no, dude, really my mother is the boss of my family. She worked 16 hours a day. He grew up in a single-parent household. She missed a lot of his college football game, a lot of his high school football games, excuse me. And he said, man, every time she missed a game, it just drove me that much more.
I think we lost Max. Max, something happened to Max. Is Max okay? We got to get a hold of Max. Make sure Max is all right. Oh, boy. Nothing worse than him on 8 there, Taryn. Live radio at its best right here. The call drops. All right. Max, you okay? Something bad happened? You all right?
I'm so sorry. Yeah, there's a ton of smog in where I'm at in New Jersey right now. I'm sure you guys have read about it. But, no, I'm sorry. But, yeah, what I was saying before is yeah, you know, his mom was the boss of his family, and, you know, she's really, you know, been the inspiration for him to you know, make it in football, and she's the reason why he's become the player he is now.
Talk about the team as a whole a little bit for me, because it's year one of the Big 12, a lot of new faces, new coach, obviously, but some mainstays on defense that I think give them a chance, at least on that side of the ball, to compete at the Big 12 level. What do you make of Cincinnati's potential, at least on that side of the ball, year one Big 12?
Yeah, and obviously, you know, the Big 12 is a very offensive-heavy conference. You're going to need the defense to compete in that conference, but I think they have that. You know, Dante Corleone is like I said, one of the best defensive tackles in college football. And, yeah, I think that Cincinnati fans maybe shouldn't be expecting a 10-2 or 9-3 season like they usually have. But I think a bowl game is well within their reach this year. So I think a 6-6 season in their first year in the Big 12 should be possible for them.
You make the connection between Dante Corleone and Ivan Pace. Ivan Pace was not drafted this past April. And I think to the surprise of some, we all knew his limitations from a size perspective. I think there were many that figured he would at least have his name called late on Saturday. That didn't happen. Dante Corleone's an NFL guy, though, right?
I think he is, yeah. And Ivan, I was shocked by that he wasn't picked in the NFL draft. I understand the size limitations that he has, but I mean, he was like I said, he was the second highest graded defender in college football last year, only behind his teammate Dante Corleone. It was the first time ever that the two highest graded defenders in the country came from the same college. So yeah, Ivan Pace is a superstar. I'm excited to see what he can do for the Vikings as a UDFA, and I wouldn't be surprised if he makes that roster as an undrafted free agent, just because I think he's that good as a downhill player. But yeah, going back to Dante, I think he is definitely an NFL defensive tackle at the next level, and he's going to progress a lot more this year, I think, as a pass rusher too.
Best case scenario for Cincinnati year one of the Big 12?
Best case scenario, I'd probably say, 7-5 seems to be like a really good record I think they could get this year. I think they should expect 6-6. I think anything less than a bowl game should be looked at as a disappointment for Scott Satterfield's first year and their first year in the Big 12.
Awesome stuff. Max, we'll do it again, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Bob. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you. Hey, stop breathing that crappy New Jersey air. Go inside, okay?
I will. I'll try. Thank you.
If you look at some of the pictures that people have been tweeting from the Northeast of the air quality, it's like red outside because of what's flowed in due to the Canadian wildfires. That's some scary stuff. Max Chadwick's piece on Dante Corleone, available PFF.com. I've tweeted out a link, as I usually do, at Mo Egger. All right, I think we have one more guest, Dr. Trevor Wilkes from Ortho Cincy at 4:33. We'll talk Hunter Green and Nick Senzel. Aside from that, guest free between now and 6 o'clock. Lots of Reds to get to, 513-749-1530 and 866-702-3776. You know how when you're watching an NFL game, usually maybe late November, but certainly early December, and you watch the final 5, 6, 7 weeks of the regular season, they always show that graphic of division leaders, wild card, and then in the hunt. You know that graphic, right? It's the playoff picture. So they show in each conference, the four division leaders, and then the wild card teams, of which there are now three, and then the teams that are in the hunt. And every year you look at that and you're like, God, there's 16 teams in the conference. There's like 13 teams on my screen right now. And it's really crummy if you're a fan of like one of the three teams that's not on the screen. We're going to do that with baseball next on ESPN 1530.
This baseball season, catch every game at Long Neck Sports Grill. There are three locations in Northern Kentucky: Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood. Each one of them very easy to get to. Each one of them has 4K TVs all over the place, and the sound will be on. Plus, no place in Northern Kentucky has better wings, and there's also no more extensive beer selection than the one you'll find at Long Neck's. Long Neck Sports Grill. And by the way, when the weather gets warm, there's nothing like Long Neck's patio. Long Neck Sports Grill. Stay late. Come often.